This is the Advanced Selling Podcast. The aim of this podcast is to help business sales teams grow their business with modern strategies and philosophies. Now, your hosts, Bill Caskey and Brian Neal.
Back at the Advanced Selling Podcast, Bill Caskey here.
Same day edition. Brian Neal.
Hey, man.
Here we are.
What's going on?
Did you have a good Cinco de Mayo?
I had a good Cinco de Mayo. Why is it such a big deal? I mean,
well, it's like 4th of July for Mexicans. Isn't it?
No. I guess
well,
it is.
Well, no. It's the day of freedom.
So why do I have to celebrate that?
The Hispanic Mexico's freedom from Spain, isn't it?
Okay.
I can see why
it's important for them. I'm not sure for me. But
yeah, I think it's got a lot of relevance.
And why is it the department stores really love this holiday? So, it really brings people out.
So why is it that I was in the Phoenix airport yesterday and I walked 4 miles to get a burrito because it's Cinco de Mayo? Was that really because it's Cinco de Mayo or did I just want a burrito? There's a great burrito stand in the A concourse in Phoenix's airport.
Really?
Oh, it's just phenomenal. Anyway.
Well, that's good to know.
Yep.
Okay. We're talking to you today about sales and management and sales management and management of sales and all that good stuff. We have a letter, mailbag.
It's a love letter.
It's a love letter. And actually, he says, hi, Bill and Burton.
Burton?
He called you Burton.
Is it? Let me see.
No, he actually just misspelled. Anyway, this is from Nick. This is from Nikki. I feel like I know you both so well after listening to your podcasts. This has really helped me. I felt as if I'd lost my mojo a bit in the last year at my previous company where I'd been a salesperson for a few years. 6 weeks into a new sales role, never had sales training. Company I'm with probably is not going to invest, so you guys have been a lifesaver. Listening to your podcast, giving me the confidence back I actually am a good salesperson and can potentially be a great one. I've started from the top of the podcast, blah, blah, blah. What would you suggest some good material to get from your selection, of course? This guy's very wise.
Yeah.
For someone who has done quite a bit of selling but has no idea why they are successful or why they may not be successful.
Mm-hmm.
And so as Brian and I started talking about this in the pre-show stuff, we talked about it from a habit standpoint. And can we come up with a half dozen or so habits that we find really good sales professionals do on an ongoing basis?
It's very good. And do we know that Nikki is a man?
Well, I think he is because it's a why. No.
Not necessarily.
No.
I bet it's a why. Nikki needs to email us back.
Okay.
That would be good. We call my fourth son Nikki.
Oh, really? Well, it could be. It could be a woman. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry, Nikki.
No, it's good.
Okay. Nikki, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind.
Man.
Hey, Nikki.
See, I was thinking of Nikki Six, who's the bass player for Motley Crue, who I actually share a birthday with. You didn't know
that, really?
Did you? Yeah, absolutely. December 11th, me and Nikki Six.
Yet one more.
Wonder what he's doing today.
One more connection to fame.
The former bass player of Motley Crue. Yeah. Wonder what he's doing. Is he recording a podcast?
Wonder what he's smoking
probably
today.
Probably not.
Okay, so you want to take a couple habits, and I'll take a couple.
That's very nice.
Yeah,
this is why we do this podcast. So for all of you who are first-time listeners, Nikki's got it figured out that we're just here to share some of the things that we learn from our clients. We're not know-it-alls or gurus by any stretch.
No.
But love to hear notes like that. So, yeah, I've got a couple of habits here that I see the best people do. So you may start?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, the first thing is a habit of a real high-performing salesperson, number one, is they always have a personal goal that they're striving for that is not someone else's goal given to them.
Very
it's
good.
Their own. And I find that the middle-of-the-road or average salespeople tend to take their company's goal that they give them and they make that what they're striving for. Because that puts them in a place of fear because they think, oh, I've got to make this goal or I might lose my job or I might get put on probation or a work and development plan or something like that, where a high-performing salesperson doesn't care about any of that. They set a mark for themselves, and they go after the mark.
Yeah, it's good.
For themselves.
And I sometimes hear from sales managers and owners, it's like, well, why aren't my salespeople excited about my goal?
Yeah.
Well, they're not excited about your goal because you haven't successfully taken it from your goal and made it theirs.
Yeah.
It's a really easy connection to make.
Yep, very.
But don't rely on your manager or owner of your company to do that. You've got to do it for yourself.
You want to go?
No, go ahead. I'm still coming up with some.
Okay. They are. Now, this is taken. I'm in a peer group, a CEO peer group thing. My Vistage chair says this when we talk about making ourselves vulnerable is that they open their kimono.
Uh-huh.
All right? And what that means essentially is...
Do I have to envision
please don't
your Vistage
open your
chair
kimono right
open.
Now? No one knows that you're actually wearing a kimono today, Bill. And that is they are very, very open with anyone in the company, from the CEO to anybody else in the firm, looking and watching what they do.
Yeah.
And I find average salespeople tend to be real defensive. So if the company has a CRM system, they think it's Big Brother is going to be watching me. Why do they want to know?
Yeah.
Or if the average person's manager wants to ride along, oh my gosh, I'm all stressed out because my manager's coming. A high performing salesperson says, come along.
Yeah.
You can hopefully point something out to me that I'm doing wrong or give me some advice. And they're just an open book. They don't care about that.
Yeah. So what you're describing there a little bit is the abundance mentality, is the mentality of I'm still figuring out as I go. I don't have all the answers, but if I can learn from somebody else, even if that person is 20 years my junior,
yeah,
I want to learn from. I mean, think of how much we've learned from people who are younger than us, who understand technology, understand social media, understand things that we don't understand.
Yeah.
So,
and high performers in this sense, in this number two, open kimono, said they don't care if others, they're not afraid of judgment by others. And middle players tend to be really afraid of what everyone's going to think about them if they come along.
It's good.
The number one player says, I don't care, come along with me.
Good. Here's one thing that you mentioned in the pre-show that I really like, and that's the habit of prospecting.
Yeah.
And we call it concerted market activity. It's that ongoing, consistent, never-ending flow of behavior that you have to engage in to make sure that your funnel continues to be full for tomorrow.
Yep.
And I know that a lot of our listeners are in businesses where you get busy, and the first thing that goes out the window is prospecting for tomorrow. And if you're in long selling cycles and you're overwhelmed with current work, you can never stop prospecting because it's too late once you're out of business or once you're out of prospects to go find others because the cycle's too long. So a couple ideas I have here is rather than make it only about outbound activity, try to make it about inbound activity.
Ooh, that's
and cool. What that is rather than you thinking you have to make calls and go to networking events and all that, figure out a way to use the web for some of this. Write some articles, write some blogs, create some content that you can send out to people and let them call you.
Yeah.
So your behavior now is not always about the old way, which is always how many calls you're going to make today. You may make a few calls, but take some of that time and create content that allows someone else in the world to see that, raise their hand, and call you. So that's the difference between inbound and outbound.
I like that. It's very good. Very good advice. I have noticed, because I've been working really hard, one of my goals for the first 6 months was to really engage in all of the social media tools, meaning Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And so I've been making a habit every day. I'm going to those places, and I'm participating in the conversation. And I've noticed a correlation between what you just said, people reaching out to me now.
Yeah.
Virtually, it seems out of nowhere, but really,
you really have been
picking up a blog. And then all of a sudden, these conversations start.
Yeah.
And some are tied directly to the activity, and some aren't. And that's
you can't worry about that.
Part.
You're right. You can't.
It's very, very, very interesting.
You know, I just saw a stat today that was from HubSpot, who's a research company. They do blogging software, among other social media approaches. But they talked about the difference between someone who blogs once a week and someone who blogs multiple times a day.
Wow.
And the difference is extraordinary in terms of leads received.
Interesting.
The multiple times a day blog or Twitter is so much more, that ground is so much more fertile. They get so many more leads.
Yeah.
And yet we think, my gosh, once a week is a chore. So how am I going to do it every day or a couple times a day? But if you really believe it's helping you, then you've got to figure out a way to make time for it.
Yeah, and the conversation starts. Do I have time for one
more?
Yeah,
let's do one more.
Okay. This is a new, you ready for this one?
I'm ready.
I kind of like this one.
Okay.
Made this one up on the plane. Know and work your fulcrum. Know and work your fulcrum. Okay. You know what? Remember the fulcrum?
You're taking this back from eighth
class?
Grade science.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
So basically, it's the little triangle that the teeter totter sits on.
Okay.
Is that correct?
Yeah.
The fulcrum?
Yeah.
And that is the key point of leverage. That's the point where the whole mechanical system makes it or breaks it.
Right.
Okay. So the fulcrum in the sales world is, that is the point, if you use the Pareto rule of the 80-20, it's the 20% of the activity that gives you the 80% of the result.
Key leverage.
High-performing salespeople, number one, they know what it is. Some people don't even know what it is. And then number two, they also work it with some of these other things.
So what would be an example of what it might be?
So some people don't have any idea or any sense where all of their
leads come from. Did you
say idea? Idea. Well, Nikki's from Australia, right?
Yes,
don't they say idea down there?
So. Okay, all right.
Here
we go.
Probably a he.
You know, it's kind of confusing. He or she is from Australia. New listener
Nikki,
from down under.
So I find a lot of, especially average salespeople, they have no idea where their business comes from. They don't look and analyze their results and say, Look, I made 40 outbound calls, and that produced 18 presentations or proposals for me, and that produced – they don't do any of that. They're like – I don't know if they're afraid to look at it or whatnot, where high-performing salespeople understand I get 55% of my business
right.
comes from me going to this event
right.
or blogging or LinkedIn or whatnot yeah. or doing this activity.
So and step then, one in your fulcrum is where is your business coming from?
Go look.
And that is your leverage point. If they're all from referrals or if they're all from the network or if they're all from drinking beer late at night and brought up.
Exactly. There you go.
Doesn't matter.
Only Foster's, though.
Yeah.
Foster's lager.
Later.
Big oil can. We call them oil cans, right? Especially around Indy 500 times. So.
Well, good. So there's a few habits. We can come back and do some more of these because I think they we've got some others here. And what else? Anything else going on?
No. Follow us. I'm on Twitter. You can follow me on Twitter, B Neal, B-N-E-A-L-E. And are you B Caskey?
I'm Bill Caskey, but we've also got an advanced selling podcast. I think
there
it's
you go.
Advanced selling.
So follow
selling
us
podcast.
On Twitter. You can also link up with us on LinkedIn. Just do us the favor. Tell us who you are tell us you're a podcast listener. I've had a couple podcast listeners that I felt bad because I didn't know who they were and I wasn't sure to connect with them or not.
Did you offend them again? Person
yeah.
you've offended.
Recommendations on LinkedIn. So
good.
Yeah, link up with LinkedIn. We'd love to hear from you. And you can always go to our website, advancedsellingpodcast.com.
See ya. Bye.
This has been the Advanced Selling Podcast presented by Caskey Achievement Strategies, Indianapolis. Join us each time we record a new podcast by going to BillCaskey.com or to iTunes. We'll be right back.